drew nearer to the great city where the Scarecrow ruled. The little party had traveled but a short 2 miles upon their way when the road of yellow brick was parted by a broad river. A man in a ferry boat was approaching from the other side of the stream.
"Will you row us across?"
asked Tip.
"Yes, if you have money,"
returned the ferryman, whose face looked cross and disagreeable.
"But I have no money," said Tip. "And how can I cross the river if you do not take me?"
The man laughed.
"That wooden horse will float," said he, "and you can ride him across. As for the pumpkin-headed loon who accompanies you, let him sink or swim. It won't matter greatly which."
"Don't worry about me,"
said Jack, smiling pleasantly upon the crabby ferryman.
"I'm sure I ought to float beautifully."
Tip thought the experiment was worth making, and the sawhorse, who did not know what danger meant, offered no objections. So the boy led it down into the water and climbed upon its back. Jack also waded in up to his knees and grasped the tail of the horse so that he might keep his pumpkin head above the water.
"Now," said Tip, instructing the sawhorse, "if you wiggle your legs, you will probably swim, and if you swim, we shall probably reach the other side."
The sawhorse at once began to wiggle its legs, which acted as oars and moved the adventurers slowly across the river to the opposite side. Presently, they were climbing, wet and dripping, up the grassy bank. They soon regained the road of yellow brick, and Tip mounted the pumpkin head upon the back of the sawhorse.
"If you ride fast," said he, "the wind will help to dry your clothing. I will hold on to the horse's tail and run after you. In this way, we will all become dry in a very short time."
Tip grasped the end of the branch that served as tail to the sawhorse and called loudly,
"Get up!"
The horse started at a good pace, and Tip followed behind. Then he decided they could go faster, so he shouted,
"Trot!"
Now the sawhorse remembered that this word was the command to go as fast as he could, so he began rocking along the road at a tremendous pace, and Tip had to run faster than he ever had before in his life. Then the end of the tail he was clutching suddenly broke away, and the next minute the boy was rolling in the dust of the road, while the horse and its pumpkin-headed rider dashed on and quickly disappeared in the distance. Being a sensible boy, Tip picked himself up, dusted himself down, and began walking along the road.
"Sometime I will surely overtake them," he reflected, "for the road will end at the gates of the Emerald City, and they can go no further than that."
Meantime, Jack was holding fast to the post, and the sawhorse was tearing down the road like a racer. At length, a high wall of green stone, studded thick with emeralds, loomed up before them, and fearing the sawhorse would not know enough to stop, and so might smash them both against this wall, Jack ventured to cry,
"Whoa!"
as loud as he could. So suddenly did the horse obey that had it not been for his post, Jack would have been pitched off head foremost and his beautiful face ruined.
"That was a fast ride, dear father," he exclaimed.
And then, hearing no reply, he turned around and discovered that Tip was not there. This apparent desertion puzzled the pumpkinhead. But while he was wondering what had become of the boy, the gateway in the green wall opened, and a little round man came out. He was clothed all in green and wore a high peaked green hat upon his head and green spectacles over his eyes. Bowing before the pumpkinhead, he said,
"I am the guardian of the gates of the Emerald City. May I inquire who you are and what is your business?"
"My name is Jack Pumpkinhead," returned the other, "but as to my business, I haven't the least idea in the world what it is."
"Have you any errand, sir, in the Emerald City?"
"It seems to me that I have," replied the Pumpkinhead, "but I cannot think what it is. My father knows all about it, but he is not here."
"Well, come with me into my room," resumed the guardian, "and I will see what can be done for you."